Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
A lot of music coming out, the shit's been weak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas try to take hip-hop and make that shit R&B, rap and bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or make that shit funk. Fuck that. This is MC in my head.
And like
hip-hop,
the womb, we bring it to you in the purest form. We reside far away from the norm. Spawn from the big catch, the big bang, big breaks. Fetch pads and pens, even with the pencil. Rap label study us, flooded us with stencils. That's Tinseltown, murder your display. And we stay flying, even with the terrorists trying. This to that town, monitor the hat down. Searching for controlled substance with sustenance. We administer the drug ever since day glow covers, rope pots, green balloons. The black shirt stand stakes, elevated noon. AOI grind, you hear it, understand, we sear it. Some shoes to vivid off the course. The main source missing. You pay no dues, you earn no pension. Learn the rules, you can either be the pimp or the pimped out too. Whack niggas do not forget.
Stop running up on niggas with all that whack shit.
Bro, what up, man?
Talking about you, MC.
You ain't no MC.
Like me, I fake works of art. While I label worry about artwork on top of the chart perks, you need to insert a lot more of that original gear that you can't manage. Just cause the damage, just go. Get away from here. You're fucking the game up. Too low to aim up. Just go. Get away from
and
here.
And some believe that they're leaders. Young fella, you a two leader. Simply waterway, drowning out the sauce. This lesson is aligned with an undergrad course. So sharpen your paper, mate. My number two's to make the beacon shine. And you... the fine line and the detail. The garment is retail, but I don't buy rap or excuses. The code used to be an unspoken device, but since that's gone, you see what rap produces.
You know what I'm saying?
The one-on-one to two-on-twos assembled in the center of squares like statues. Understand, I just do this, I don't have to.
You know what I'm saying? This is hip-hop I had. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics.
But you wouldn't know that feeling if it slapped you. Like new credit, the blood works indebted. Microphone donor, two pints to get right. I got my cardio up, my nigga. Don't give a damn about a party, I do it for the body. Up chuck your mandibles, the scrambler's back. Since the two-inch tape, how ample is that? Like furry dice hanging off the mirror, your position is concerning my vision. These objects seem to be closer than they appear, and they could never catch us, their directions don't match up. Just go, get away from here. We're jamming the lane up, messing the game up. Just go, get away from here.
Yes.
Yo, yo, it's war on the street, blood on the cobblestone. I leave them buried alive, just like a possible. Body bag line the streets, reporters reporting. Mafia ties are drugs and extortion. The movie's first Saciano headline the news. Police call war on crime, they gonna lose. Judges get kidnapped, captains get decapitated. Stars rise above all the
MCMI.
Like we bring an 88 back.
Yes, this is New York.
This is New York.
This is New York.
I stay close like a baby to a bosom, pound to a pusher, corner to a hooker, to the streets know they looking at my feet, got that heat, and they do too, I hope they don't rob me, that's just the mind state, when you grew up in the elevated crime rate, mind praying, hoping that my niggas fly straight, steer past jail and dodge a court date. So I'm just chilling on this train, penning lines of the pain for the people who will greet you with a debt before regret. See, we people with the lethal environment we live
living in. Makes it easy for a nigga to fuck up and sin again. I'm chilling, man, but the streets looking for higher. Join that life, your kicks might end up on the wire. I chill with shorty's flyer, who inquire why I'm the nigga that every chick in New York desire. The city of poem, every borough verse, every street is a line, that's where my flow was birthed. So I immerse, cause I'm cursed to speak truth. So every beat I choose gets four times two. I spew haikus at high noon about who's repping they city like I do. I got to, for everyone I told I got you. From Queens where the kids stay lit like blocks do.
Yo, I tell you what, I could spit that good shit to make you roll that kush stick from Boogie down Bronx to Bushwick. You understood quick, I never push whips. I hop in a gypsy cab, my chips be acting hood rich, so tell me what I should tip. I spend my last penny fast on a glass of Henny trashed in a taxi cab. I see my city smashed with a sense of admiration. The cocktail of my aspiration plus the lack of patience got me back to chasing my shadow like Peter Pan. So I gotta be the man, need at least a grand to feed the fam, pay my fucking feature damn. Feeling rowdy till I'm out, these thoughts are cloudy. My loyalty be what oil be the Saudis. Essential, question my potential and fuck it. I gotta clinch you like a mic, rip you right. And trust me, I will avenge you with my metropolitan steeds, demolishing thieves who try to steal my light while I'm acknowledging dreams. Young bastard, raised faster by a city than an absentee father. Game master with me like a slave master, See the marks on my back, freedom is darker than that. Cut me some slack when I'm thoughtful on wax. This is NY, hold my pen high, you know that men lie. Numbers don't spit at 16 to represent my mind state. My blind faith has a divine place, eternally yours, I shine safe. I fucking love you.
Yo, yo, it's war on the street, blood on the cobblestone. I leave them buried alive, just like a possible body bag line of streets, reporters reporting. Mafia ties are drugs and extortion. The Lucas first Saciano headline the news. Police call war on crime, they gonna lose. Judges get kidnapped, captains get decapitated. Stocks rise above all to be emancipated. Black guard father, families at war. Drive-bys and Molotovs to settle the score. Butcher shops is filled with chopped up casualties. I make sure to keep guns in all my faculty. Red when the boss is disrespected, neglected. I guarantee no man's protected. To each his own, grab a gun off the shelf. Looking the war zone to cause every man for self. Looking the war zone to cause every man for self.
How you prepare for war? Grab your guns and your hardware. Never close your eyes in the bomber chair. The heart of a lion, that's what got him here. Bulletproof the car, yo, we out of here. Fuck the delusions, we got shooters with submachines. Won't crush the niggas like a football team. Under a new regime, the old we throw it out. Spin back to hammer, let the Lord throw them out. Keep your gun cocked at the whole house. Zip the brown liquor while we move a quarter out. Pick up territory, move north and south. The high power shine, yours is watered down. I'm underground, with the vest is on. Open up your head, now your flesh is torn. Never turn my back up a restaurant. Quit holding your chest, come test the door. 45 in my holster, let me stretch my arm.
Pushing the war zone and calls every man for self.
The Lucas one tone, nah, not today. Cock and spray, side with him and you got to pay. Don't even kill him, just make him feel a lot of pain. Take out his wife and his seed at the soccer game. Read him with open arms, read him with no regard. Feed him 2-2-3, squeeze him, leave him with no resolve. Make a lead on me, weapon for the territory. No stepping on me, wedging, that's a negatory. You want a war? These men pop dangerous. Taking all in a 10-block radius. Murder rate double, triple, triple the strip. Like it got hit with a couple of missiles. Able fly through your door. I get in your crib, in a wig, in a cable guy uniform. My shooters maneuver, got the Luka in the scope. Moving close, say the word, don't do the ghost.
Yo, peace, what up, it's homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a Living Break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
Hellified heaven, rank and file, live amongst the rank and file, live it, be the living wild legend. My limits are alleged, sun is now risen, now engines are revving, rebels are repping. Cats don't know the half, but half of the stepping. I doubt that they down to throw down any second. Them clown boys don't make a sound, boy, without a weapon. They towel boys, ask the cowboy what he reckon. I could have moved pounds up at equal with hell pounds, but that won't give power to the people. I'm old proud and busy profiling. My people are so foul, it's something so foul, something fecal. My conquest extend upon realms never charted with young flesh. Color like tall, be the target for centuries. Before the Red Sea, every part is an MC. I terminate these, but I offer the most part. It doesn't even matter. Nothing like pets and fences. The race pegs on the ladder for brunts a month. The husbands hunt that they gather before Trump. A billionaire punks put the pattern, let me at them. Yeah. Things in Philly don't look good. Yeah. I got scruples, professor, professors, best for my pupils. Look at my pupils, pick up the marsupials, carrying fam. I move like Nate Marion's man without nary advance. My knapsack, dude, carry a can. I whoop ass, whipping it out, it's hardly a task. I'm on path like road to the masses, all owning the masses. Back to the lab, front to the past, which means back to the future, you bastards. Say what's the happening, I don't mean up in the Hamptons. Nah, I'm not here to share wheels with the hamsters. I'm looking for answers, I act here on behalf of the hereafter. This ain't right near the marks, St. Mark's right near the Astor. Flashes in the pan, straight giving me Asda. Typecast, cast the characters, more bluer than Captain America. Stay coming to base. People like the second coming, I'm like, hey, I'm the first coming in May. I came up uncomfortably, and I ain't coming to play, and the predators be coming to prey. Hey! But things in Philly don't look good. Hey! Spent 3 years
over your head.
My name mumbled under your breath. Now I'm the boogeyman
under your bed.
Terrorizing your village, hit a pillage and plunder your bread. And everybody raising one to bread, get a percent. During the course, there's enough a horse battling set. First is catching up with love and rather battling instead. Now I'm personating some sort of respect. I think it's sort of a stretch. Ain't nobody coming off of the head. Situations come to a head. Come on, what the heck? Lasting Sonic, I gave any spin with Sonic a hedge. I ain't folding under pressure. Keep the sound of me pressure reset. Sonic.
On fire, my empire be higher than the octave on Mariah. You niggas should worship Sire. Your crew holding dead weight like a fucking hearse's tires. Meanwhile, I'm like the flow diversifier versus liar. Gave you truth at a time when niggas prefer the liar. I was David promising the world that I'ma serve Goliath. Then I swam with sharks, made it to the land and bought my dick and bitches with intentions. Sick as Satan's worst desires. Hell of an intro, speeding through this life better. Hell of a tempo, with my head out the window. 20K in my pocket as I'm feeling the wind blow. And I ain't had a wallet since Nintendo. Crescendo, orchestrating these cameras, watch my paper crescendo. I used to wanna save the world, now all I do is spin dope. Till I snap back like whole pack. Now I'm back with this big black strap like whole lat. Main on fire. Top down, bitch, I ain't no liar. Penny on the rack. And plenty on the watch, middle finger to the ones that say we can't go higher. Man, main on fire. And we can see my name on flyer. Anybody stop, anybody stopping. If she say that she ain't let me see her, she ain't no liar. Blah. We collect 100 tab, getting over on promoters, might as well stay running now. I was such a cunning tab, the one your girl mama wish she brought back home instead of you. The one your mama glad you hung around. Cole, a charming nigga that can harm a nigga. Chest out in your hood like I walk around with armor, nigga. But it's just me and all my niggas, and we fuck the baddest bitches on the planet. Witness, this is Hustle at its finest.
Cause why you niggas chase vaginas? We just let the paper blind us. Why vaginas chase behind us? Whack. Take notes, make money, don't make jokes. Four master grab his rope and make us all escape jokes. Real shit. But if the world really about to end, you might as well let my nigga Craig out the pen. Pain so deep, the words bled out the pen. And Maine don't sleep, nigga, I win. They come again, huh? Maine on fire. Top down, bitch, I ain't no liar. Plenty on the rack, and plenty on the watch. Middle finger to the ones that say we can't go higher. Man, Maine on fire. And we can see my name on flyers. Anybody stop? Anybody stop? And if she say that she ain't let me, see a dang on liar.
Diminished hoes, get it, no gimmicks, replenish, no grip, no limits, y'all. call it what you want, eh? Middle finger my opponent, middle finger defiant, don't it? Why more, man? I will demolish niggas with the rawest scriptures. Y'all is just bothering shit in a solid shit. This be the hardest pisser. Then a trapper tell me, my piss enhanced her belly. But I chose to give her a dirty mouth like Lisa Lampanelli. Yes, she demanded jelly, but I re-ran the Kelly. I'm springing a yelly and it's swell because I slammed the belly. I'm a monster, on the mic when I'm on her. Have a motherfucker somber because of ill shit that I conjure. Younger, no, they never conquered. If she wants for me, I haunt her. Wondering why we gone, sir.
Yeah, I am rap six swinging dangling like I'm saying. I am everything you ever were afraid of. I am rap six swinging dangling like I'm saying. Yeah, you rap it for me. I wanna kill you, do it for me, and I'll holler.
System of superstition, you superstition, that you a Christian. School religion is a crude depiction. They complied your hearing, they compute your vision. In the dirt firm, slithering earth firm. Leave you like MJ with a hit in the burnt firm. Soon to be unity, murder me, what could you do to me? This is foolery, I'm a hooligan, leaving you truly. When I'm beating you brutally, slapping your bitch and taking your jewelry. Your mama crying when she reading your eulogy. Let me slow down, put your dough down. I got enough flow for it to go round. This is profound, you a pro clown with a coke frown and the old sound. I'm like selling the heroin and giving the needle. I'm in your cerebral, this wigger is evil. Limit the people, pissing the cathedral. Avoiding your mission like a positionist fetal. My impolite says, give them nightmares, burn them like the voice, give them white hairs. Trapping and shucking your ass, suffering and talking trash. Don't fuck with the gutter trash, don't fuck with the upper class. Sellers and buyers, political liars, the drug suppliers, the fake messiahs. Is it negative energy hiding your identity? Every enemy wishing they were shooting me like a Kennedy. I spit at Satan and I kick his face and make him lick the pavement for misbehaving. You gotta bend that, better be ready to forget it. Bullets is headed to your head and embedded in slug meted. I've been tripping on my ego like a multiple exec. I'm making dollars like I'm Paris and Eric. I'm back, second bitch.
Yeah, I am rap six swinging dangling like I'm saying. Everything you ever were afraid of. I am rap six swinging dangling like I'm saying. Yeah, you rap it for me. I wanna kill you, do it for me, and I'll holler.
MCMI, like we bring an 88 back.
Yo, me and Cool B, this gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's alright though. Yo, Cool B, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
You like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it starts getting warm. Trees in the grass start looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, flowers be blooming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. My girls look at the best they can be and the guys be duking down, you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. I like Easter time with a grin, cause when I was little I used to go to Coney Island. We used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy, cause back then it was like fine and dandy. We used to get dressed up in double knits and the plaid suit jackets, cause they were legit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce, cause
spring again. Everybody knows spring again. To the girls and boys and people as well, this is the summer's fall.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you thought that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house hot for no reason, just because you thought your man was cheating for a couple of days. Look gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone when you beg for your forgiveness and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life before you felt like your heart was set by night. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a PT shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if he did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again.
Now, fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on the hunt? I used to see my homeboys crying and fret for a girl that always tried to play hard to get. I know I caught it myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Need a diabolical, be obsessed, and go out for something that a girl possess. They're really on yours, they're really on yours. They want you to treat them like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers. Truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Man, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. Cause in this case, you would just overlook her. Send her on the way and say, I can't help you.
Everybody knows what you're doing. To the girls and boys that you will find, this is the time to fall in love.
Mix from your boy LR Blitzkrieg, and GMS is in the house. GMS, where you at?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you know.
I thought you were about to throw on another joint.
Nah.
I wasn't by the mic, but that was a hot mix, man.
You know, I had to, you know, bless him with the new shit. Give him some new old Bismarcky, just to, you know, give him that spring vibe feeling that I'm getting right now from this nice weather and shit.
Yeah, the weather's been nice. Hope it stays that way. It was going back and forth for a couple of weeks. You know, it was 70 degrees. It's 40 degrees. Like, mess some of us. But,
you exaggerate.
Nice week, like,
it wasn't 40.
All right, maybe 50. But it was jumping around for a minute.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure it was up. But, yeah, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We are back again, bigger and better than ever. Now that all the six-man radio shows are featured shows, so what that means is if you go to blogtalkradio.com, which carries us, and you click on, you know, there's 100,000 people's shows, but you click on featured, only two or three pop up, and six-man radio is up there. So you see all the shows in the network, including MCMI Radio on Fridays. So that's a good look. I know there's a lot of people listening in for the first time. You know, hopefully they dig what's going down. So what's been going on, man? Anything crazy happening this year? Because I know we were talking about a lot of stuff last week. You know, has it been a quiet week?
It's been a pretty quiet week in hip hop. There isn't too much shit going on.
You know, yeah, all the stories that I saw about rappers weren't really about hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
People are talking about Jay-Z making his move to his sports agent career, and other people having beef on different TV shows and stuff. No, you know.
TV shows? Fuck out of here.
No real, like, you know, music related stuff. But there has been a bunch of new music that came out that's really hot. So, a bunch of it that we're doing right now. You want to let them know any of the joints that we played this week? You said,
man, I was just zoning out. I was just playing shit. Do you know what we played? Because I don't know.
I mean, I remember some of them. A couple of them I didn't know, so you put me on, you know. But you set it off at that De La Soul joint, Get Away, featuring the Spirit of the Wu. And I've been bumping that for the last 2 days. That joint is really hot.
Yeah, that joint is tough.
I know you played a Ghostface joint. Is that new, Blood on the Cobblestones?
Yeah, that's off of his that new project he just put out, 12 Reasons to Die.
So those played that a lot
still.
A lot of new projects coming out from veteran MCs. So you got Ghostface's new project, you got De La's new project, some new cats, Homeboy Sandman, not brand new, but You know what I mean? He's taking it to his career to a new level right now, and you played one of his new joints.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a new project he put out after, actually after the last album. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's, I think it's called Fertile Ground, Cool Herc, something like that.
Mm.
And I played that Brian Dope new New York joint featuring Anthem.
Okay.
That was cool. I played a joint that I said I was going to play last week, and I didn't have it, so I played it this week, which was it was Joey Badass and Ab Soul. Name of that joint is
Into
the Void.
Yeah,
that's not brand new, but I said I was going to play it, and I never lie, so.
So we're supporting the young artist coming up. And,
played that J. Cole, Man on Fire, Main on Fire, actually. You know.
Now, what surprised me was the Rugged Man joint, because it had Tech N9ne on it. It was R-rated Rugged Man.
Yeah.
Right?
That joint was crazy. Called Hallelujah, featuring Tech N9ne and Chris Calico. That shit was pretty dope. I like that. He actually heard like two or three new joints from R.A., which are pretty dope. So be on the lookout for his new shit.
Now, we still got more new music coming up later on in the show. I'm looking for the new Styles P. He just released a project produced exclusively by Scram Jones. So definitely want to get a joint or two off of that. And there's a whole bunch of more new music that we got for you guys.
Yo, the dope new shit last week was that fucking De La joint. The dope new shit this week for me is that Nori joint featuring Pharrell.
That beat is so crazy, man. Yeah, I posted on Facebook. I just was like, these three songs. I think I said the De La joint, the Nori joint, and maybe a Styles P joint. I think it was the third one. But, yeah, music just came out in the last week. It just was hitting me in the head. So I was like, yes. Sometimes you go for a while and nothing's really, you're like, eh, music is whack right now, you know?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden we got flooded with a bunch of dope stuff this week and in the last month in general. So that's dope. So we're going to get that one on. We didn't play that yet, the Nori joint.
No, I think I'll play that as soon as we go back to music. I think I'm going to blast off with that new Nori joint.
No doubt. So if you want to call us up, 646-478-3599. Once again, this is GMS.
Blitzkrieg.
Shout out to Hydra. Shout out to The Plague. We do have a special guest on the show this week. And we're going to play like one more new joint, and then we're going to come back and set off the special guest segment of MCMR Radio. So Blitz, you want to pick up to throw on one more banger before we take this interview break with our special future guest of the week?
Yeah, I'm gonna play that The Problem, which this song absolutely is by N.O.R.E. Nori, back with Pharrell. You remember when Nori first blew up big, it was when he was working with Pharrell. So now he's back with his, you know, skateboard P, you know, doing his thing. All right, MCMI Radio, holla at us, 646-478-3599.
The moment when you see that nigga face again, you play it in your mind and your breathing change. He's reaching in his jacket, he's gonna make it rain. The bystander screaming love.
Supposedly, I help chicks, help them with groceries. Supposedly, I still break, ripping my rosary. Still shoot your block up to make you notice me. Bullets flying in the air much. Fucking hurt, they got hurt. I don't even care much. And I still smoke a boga meal. Still having street meetings, stop one broken deal. You my nigga, fuck our nigga overfills. Pop B, I pop guns, they don't pop me. Known for shooting niggas, but nah, they never shot me. Hang, good belt gang, don't make us pop.
The moment when you see that nigga face again, you play it in your mind and your breathing change. He's reaching in his jacket, he gon' make it rain. The bystander screaming love.
Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you talking. Well, yeah, nigga, whatever, nigga. You did time, me too, nigga, whatever, nigga. Pussy plus dick could only equal the fuck. And Nori plus Pharrell could only equal the what? From blood money to love money to drug money. Nino without fucking the whole G money. Shot niggas in they motherfucking feet hole. Wintertime, shot niggas in they ski clothes. Still I stay focused still. Cash cases, got cases open still. Slime father, slime out. Good belt gang, hang, hang, nigga, ride out.
The moment when you see that nigga face again, you play it in your mind and your breathing change. He's reaching in his jacket, he's gonna make it rain. The bystanders screaming love. The DJ screaming love.
Ralph McDaniel, my dick, two can handle two chicks. The Cupiano, tire shit, the Sopranos, I attack like a Rambo, I attack, counteract, cardiac, shooting at your Pontiac, wherever where your army at. Love, I got him with the peach mix. Love, I'm just rolling with the freak chick. With a drink, come fight, free fit.
The moment when you see that nigga face again, replay it in your mind and your breathing change. He's reaching in his jacket, he's gonna make it rain. The bystander screaming love. The DJ screaming love. The AK screaming love. That's the nigga mama heart.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. What's good, people? So we back, GMS LR Blitzkrieg. And for those who did not read the blurb about what's going on this Friday, we have a special guest. I'm about to bring him into the room. Blitzkrieg, you there? Your mic good? I want to make sure everything's good before we announce his guest, because there's some really big things about to go down right now. First of all, you guys should know him as one of the 12. You know what I mean? Been fan with LR Blitzkrieg and myself since way back. Dropped several notable classic joints over the years in hip hop. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this motherfucker.
You know, we humble about it.
you know. But it's dope. It's crack. I think y'all might want to go get that. You could get that at sixmanradio.site40.net. And when you go there, you can also check out any of the archives from Six Man Radio. We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll get
into
Six Man Radio.
So, you know, you've been doing Six Man Radio for a year now, and so, sometimes, you know, you've had incredible, you know, interviews and guests on your show, and we've got all these different shows every day of the week, all different topics. Sometimes people are forgetting that, you know, not really forgetting, but, you know, don't forget the Bad Seed is an artist, and he's going to come out every now and again and bang you all in the head with a ton of dope music. So what's this one, what's the occasion for this one? Because it's a mixtape, it's an EP.
Yeah, I mean.
The Wrath of Cage, what is this one?
You know what it was? It was just a bunch of records that I had over the course of the year that I did that really wasn't for anything. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I said in my mind I was going to do a project, but then I kind of fell off because I started doing the radio show. So I was like, yo, these records are dope. I don't want them to just sit. So I just threw them together and put it out as a mixtape. But I'm leading up to the death of Nicolas Cage, a.k.a. Bad Seed, which is the final album of me as a solo artist, and it's called Choreography. For those that don't know, my name is Corey, so the final album is Choreography, and I'm leading up to that. But before I get to that, I'm doing a few mixtapes.
Right.
Yeah, there's
a group.
So
that's what this is. Okay.
Yeah, I have a group with XL the Kid, which is also my artist. It's called Small World. And just as of yesterday, me and Mims have decided to become a group, finally.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we're about to do that.
That's news right there.
Yeah, we're about to do that. And
then you were talking with him yesterday, and y'all just finalized that. And nobody knows it right now except for MCMI radio listeners.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy exclusive right there.
You know, officially. So it's going down. It's going down. I'm wrapping it up as far as being a solo artist because, you know, this shit is whack. I'll do it every now and again. Niggas need a verse here and there, whatever, but it's whatever, you know. The radio thing is doing well. I'm digging that, and, you know, I just want to help cultivate artists and stuff like that. I'll still rap because, you know, I'm going to be in these two groups. And, you know, I'm still nice. Rap the Cage. Check it out. I guarantee you. You know. I guarantee
you. No doubt. You're still going to have time to hit us with some Plague verses as well.
Yeah.
We're still working on some stuff. You know, we put out the joint 12 and we're going to follow that up. And you wasn't on that joint. A few people weren't on that joint because there's 12 motherfuckers in the Plague. So the next joint, we definitely need to get Bad Seed up on there.
Well, how I'm going to do it after the actual, get me before the actual death. Because after
before
the death. Right. Because after the actual death, anytime I'm featured on anything, it's going to say featuring the late Bad Seed. That's how I want it. You know what I'm saying? So
is it the death of Bad Seed and the death of Nicolas Cage?
Well, nah, Nicolas Cage.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's like Nicolas Cage is like the driving force. Like, you know how you got a radio, right? But you need the batteries. Bad Seed is the radio. Nicolas Cage is the battery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what makes it work. You know, so he's still around. He's still around. But Nicolas Cage is doing other stuff. You know, acting, the movie. The movie is about to drop. Yeah, I was just on the phone with the producers of the movie. And they're signing next Wednesday. They're signing the distribution contract. And, you know, June 28th or 29th is when it's going to premiere in the theater up here in Albany. You know what I'm saying? And that's the latest word I heard. We're going to have it available for download for people and all of that as well. It's called Darker Before Dawn. Yo, it's crazy. Yo, this shit looks way better than I thought it was going to look. I'm not going to front, y'all. And I got a lead role, and I'm in there wilding, G.
Telling you. Okay.
That's crazy. So, is there any other details about the movie, like who the producers are, or the writers, or how it came into, how you got that lead role and how that all came about?
It's actually a book. The writer, the author, is a lady. It's a lady. Her name is Arlene Brathwaite.
Okay.
And y'all could get the book Darkest Before Dawn on Amazon right now to get a head start and check out what the movie's going to be. I play Trent for all y'all
okay.
that get the book. Trust me, this shit is fire, yo. You know what
wow.
I mean? So go on Amazon, Darkest Before Dawn. The author is Arlene Brathwaite. And her and her husband, Ali, they got this book club up here. The shit is dope, B. She writes mad books or whatever. She's doing movies or whatever. And they had the audition. I auditioned and, bang, got the joint. And from what I'm hearing, I bodied it. That's what I'm hearing. Like, I don't know because I haven't seen it. I've just seen I seen a new trailer, and the trailer looks so crazy, bro.
Is this the first time you've been in, on screen, or is this something you've done before?
Nah, yo, it's crazy because, State Property, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell MCMI Radio, check this out. State Property, I was supposed to be Baby Boy. I had the part. I had the part. I'm sitting in the fucking conference room at Def Jam. Beanie Siegel sitting next to me at the old round table. All the other actors are sitting around the table. Dame Dash is sitting right across from me, right? All of a sudden, the door kicks open. Jay-Z is chasing Shaka, the little dark-skinned chick. Chased Shorty around the table. She's like, leave me the fuck alone, Jay. Leave me the fuck alone. He was chasing her around the table, throwing shit at her, right? And then they ran out the room. Right, I'll never forget that ever. Like that's just a little
side
part. But I had the part. But what happened was Dame decided that he just wanted Rockefeller people to be in the movie, and I respect that because he wanted to keep it in house or whatever. So that didn't happen. And then there was two movies by the same producers. I should have known by the first time, but there was two movies that I actually shot. I was shooting. One was done, the other we was almost done with, that they couldn't get it together with who owns the rights to it and blah, 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 so it just fell apart. And I had lead roles in both of those, too. It was crazy. So this is
that's
the first
crazy.
One that's about to come out. You know what I mean? So,
That's crazy, man. On a quick sidebar, shouts to Shaka. Her daughter was actually in my music class. I went to the school where I teach at. That was my music student.
Cool.
So she was one of the parents. Shaka was one of the parents.
Oh, word.
That I dealt with over the last few years. People that don't know, I also teach music and technology, but in middle school.
Yeah.
She was a good student. So that's crazy. So you've been doing this, but it just didn't quite, come out yet. And I know you had a couple scenes in some pretty known videos. I know you was in the Nas video, Thief's Theme, right?
Yeah, I was in that and Just a Moment.
And Just a Moment, okay.
Yeah.
So, but right now, this joint is official. It's about to get distribution.
Yeah.
The book is out. People can check it out, see how the book compares with the movie. And when it comes out, go see it. You're going to see your boy, Now, are you billed in the movie as Bad Seed or as Corey... I don't remember your last name right now.
Yeah,
your full name, your government name, your rap name.
It should say Corey Bad Seed Pearson. But I don't that don't really have a little pizzazz to it. I got to come up with wild names. Like whenever I sing, I'm Larry J. Blige.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So for the acting thing, I think I need to come up with something, man, for my acting thing, man. Because I want everything to be separate. I want to start getting my Denzel on. You feel me?
Right.
Wait till y'all see it. I'm trying to tell y'all. What? Wait till y'all see it. Y'all going to trip out. You're going to be like, yo.
That's crazy. So see, this has got to be maybe your, 10th or so you know, project that you put out. Like, you've been doing this, you've been putting in work over the years. I just threw on an instrumental to one of, you know, your very well-known songs, even though it was a long time ago. This is, one, you know, a monster hit that you put out independently.
Yeah,
you sold so many units. You're just on Fat Beats with your own, you know, executive production and all that. It's just like, it's crazy how far this record went. Just on its merit.
That put me on, that's what put me on the map. Shout to Knots, and shout to my nigga OT, and shout to Aggie.
Right.
Word up.
And shout to Flex. Wasn't this one on one of Flex's mixtape album joints?
That's right.
So shout to him supporting it.
Mm-hmm. Shout to Jay Grant too.
Definitely.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? As far as that time, man, like, I swear, I wish I could just rewind just to go back to that time.
You've been putting out work, you know, since then as well. So, you know, it's not like this came out and then we haven't heard of you till now. You know what I mean? You just had the joint with XL the Kid. You had a joint the year before that. You know, and I was looking through songs, and I was like, let me pull up some classic Seed songs, you know, just sprinkle them a little bit from here and there from different projects. And I was like, oh, man, I typed Bad Seed in my search of my, you know, my crates, my iTunes. I was like, wow, there's too many songs. Like, we can't play them all. We won't get the interview, you know. So I pulled out like two or three that I might throw on for, you know, a verse or so. But, you know, we're going to be playing some of your joints off the current project that just dropped.
Wrath of Cage.
Now, I remember you had a different working title before you switched it last minute. Wasn't it something else with Cage?
First it was Stevie J Face.
You mentioned you were on the show before.
Right. Not Stevie. Stevie. J Face.
Right.
Stevie J Face. Right. And I had a cover, ill cover and everything, you know what I'm saying? And my whole plan was to drop it the day, on the 22nd, the day that Love & Hip Hop in Atlanta premiered.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was the whole plan of it.
Right.
But, you know, as I was putting the mixtape together, I was like, yo, I can't really find too much shit to really incorporate inside as far as skits and shit to make that be a relevant title. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it sounds funny and shit, it's cool and shit, but when they listen to the mixtape, it wouldn't have anything to do with that. So,
yeah. I mean, I think it's better off because, like, 2 years from now, I mean, people don't really care about Stevie J right now. Like, that wore out. That was very funny at the time because of the TV show. But in 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, these are archives of your music, of your life. You know, someone's going to listen to this 10 years from now and be like, oh, this album, what? Stevie J Face. Like, that won't make sense to them at that point, you know? Where the music will stand the test of time, but that title, I don't know. So I'm glad you changed it. So what made you flip it to this new title?
Well, like I said, I want to start kind of leading up to, you know, the demise, my demise.
Okay.
As an artist, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a setup. If you listen to the mixtape, I did not break the mixtape. It's one continuous mix. I did not break it down into single songs, and there's the reason why. Damn it, you gonna listen to my shit. Like word up. Like, you're not going to just go to your favorite song or whatever, because it's a vibe and it's a mood that I want you to really walk with me on. And it's hosted by Six Man Radio, so it's going to feel like you're actually listening to Six Man Radio. You know what I mean?
So you're talking and Nadine's talking.
No, we're not talking.
What does that mean?
At all.
Okay.
You got to hear it. You got to hear it.
Okay.
You got to hear that shit because it's dope. It's real, real dope and how it's put together. So it's going to set up. So these next couple mixtapes are going to set up the demise of Bad Seed the Artist. And he's going to be killed by Nicolas Cage, though.
Oh, okay.
So everything leading up to it is the shootout before the grand finale.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is going to murder Bad Seed.
Bad Seed, okay. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's how that plays out. So it's kind of cool. You're creating a little storyline at this joint, then you're coming out in the movie that's based on the book. So It's a lot of entertainment coming out on this, you know, for me right now. It's kind of dope. So rather than hey guys, here's a dope beat, and here's some really dope lines about how fresh I am. Like, nah, you got a whole game board, you know, planning board on the whole thing and how it all fits together.
Y'all know, because come on, man, we've been fucking with each other for a long time. Y'all know that it's always been like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you guys as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all come from that. Go ahead.
I remember some shows that you've done where, like, you came out on stage, and at the time when you were performing and when Hydra was performing a lot of times in the same venues, a lot of MCs, they would just come up and be like, here's my song, and do a song. And then they're like, here's another song, and do another song, you know? And, you know, when we got to see a Bad Seed show, like a skit, a story, it was like a play.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning would come out, lights are flashing, there'd be some voices, there'd be a whole storyline. You'd come on stage, you do some song, which is about some story, and it ends with you getting shot. And then people would actually hear gunshots, and you fell down one time.
Yeah.
And it was done so perfectly that for a second, maybe 1.5 seconds before people were like, oh, nah. They were like, what? What happened? You know, almost like you actually got shot during your performance and stopped rhyming and you fell down.
Right.
And then they realized, oh, okay, that's part of the show, you know?
Yeah, because now.
I remember it was raining one time. You had an umbrella, crazy.
Yeah, that joint right there where I got shot, that was for a song that was actually produced by Jean Grey for an album that I did that she produced the whole album. And the shit never came out. It's called Right?
Man, that's...
She produced the whole entire album. Mm-hmm. Now, that song, when I performed it, how I would do it is this. Like, the song before, I would get into that song. In the middle of the song, you'll just hear gunshots, and then I'll just drop. The lights will go out. And then at the time, her and Pumpkinhead, PH and P, they would run over to me like, yo, is he all right? Is he all right? And you'll hear, like, Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise, while I'm laying there.
That's what made it so dramatic.
And then I would get up. And then do If God Was a Thug. And that was the joint that she produced that was so crazy. If God Was a Thug. Yo, wow. You just brought it back. Yo. You brought it back.
Yo, because I mean, that was years ago, but when you do a really ill performance, people never forget what you did. That's what artists have to understand. If you just did your song, it's like, oh, it was cool. We did a song. You know, they might say, his performance of the song was pretty close to the record, or I didn't really think he could rhyme. He didn't have good mic control, but I liked the song. They're going to critique how you did the song. But when you really do a performance like that, people leave there awestruck. The best performers, you know, you go home like, yo, this motherfucker can perform. Like, and they just keep those images in their head. So, you know, that's, I guess, how you're doing this album now like that.
Yeah.
Everything must, if you
really peep every project that I've done, everything really is visual. You know what I mean? Everything from even the stories, even if you actually listen to a song, like for example, off of the Side Eye mixtape, Bills, where I'm talking about the Bills and shit, like that shit is real visual. Everything I try to do that, and then a project from top to bottom, I try to have it as visual and flow into each other as possible with the sequencing. You know what I mean? Right. It's important, and even with videos, like I don't like doing the typical with videos. None of my videos you will ever see a big booty chick like just shaking her ass. I like big booty bitches just like everybody else, but. But I just feel like creatively, that shit is not, you know, I don't want that shit in my video. That's in everybody else's video. I would rather the flattest ass in my video before I was to go get the fattest ass in my video. You dig? Right.
I mean, you named an awesome song. I love that song on the Side Eye mixtape.
which
I want to actually display that for the people. If they haven't heard that, they need to hear
that. I'm re-releasing that mixtape. I'm re-releasing it this weekend as a bonus to Wrath of Cage for everybody who haven't heard it. You know what I mean? So that'll also be available on the Six Man Radio site.
Okay, so it's Six Man Radio. Did you say
site40.net?
Right. Okay. Well, check it out. I want to play like maybe two joints in entirety from the past that are bangers, and then when we come back, we want to just talk about who's producing the new project and stuff like that, and we play some joints off the new project. Is that cool?
Yes, sir.
All right. So first, I'm gonna set it off with this joint because this is another classic that's much closer to our era. I think you did this about 3 years ago. It's Bad Seed featuring Talib Kweli and Mims, the New York anthem Yankee Fitted, right?
Yeah.
And who produced the track for this joint?
Oh man, my dude Clef Dollars, rest in peace to my dude Clef Dollars. He produced
Word.
That track.
Oh.
Word
this is a banger. So call us up if you want to talk. 646-478-3599 if you got any questions for, you know, the Bad Seed or just want to shout or whatever, man. Just hit us up and check out this joint produced by Clef Dollars, Yankee Fitted, Bad Seed, featuring Talib Kweli and Mims on MCMI Radio. And we'll be back.
MCMI.
Wear it on stage and I sweat a lot, so you can tell I'm working. I got a
reservoir fitted, 7 and 1/4 to fit it so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten, cause New York City will spoil you. So time to switch it up with the fedora or the apple jack, till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up and close the door. Find a captain, Master Spike, Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitted travel many miles before every tour. I step and try and support the video down for my game.
Cats. And all the gas they was getting in the club at. Now, y'all done fucked up, I done caught
sharp frontin', sure tapped up with your chin bone buzzing. You came squawking, now you all alone, cousin. The kids got no pop, wife, no husband. Goddamn shame knows how the game goes. Why y'all acting like y'all don't know my fucking name, folks? Style off the chain, yo. Only close my eyes when I'm getting brain, yo. Thought it was a game, huh? Didn't know the name, huh? Still for the kids, dog. Niggas left your clips on. It's like, bitches take your tongue off. Shake your tank ass, baby girl. This is song on. Meet me at the wall, dog. Blow shorty back out till she gotta crawl out.
Everybody name I say on this song. I love y'all niggas. Love y'all to death.
Oh, oh, yeah. I bought a Mac 10. Mac, it cost 50 cents. I drink pimp juice with ice cubes to get me big. I smoke chronic. I smoke Newport. No, I don't play ball, dog. I'm too short. I show no pity. I got some dough with me. I'm the best. I'm like Bad Boy. It's no biggie. They say I'm washed up. See me get starstruck. I'm the reason why these bras got their guards up. Shorty playing you, homie, cause you came fast. Her eyes were shingy, so I made the dame dash. I'm a grown man, and you just a baby. You a young blood, running around like you crazy. That's my word, you go run when I see you. Cause when it come to the flow, man, I tally quali you. How you want it, you got it. Nigga, I leave you as dotted. I got two packs of M&M's right in my pocket. I live it, I breathe it, I eat it, I sleep it, I dig it, I need it. Yeah, black music. Oh, I love it, I hate it, it's so overrated. But Lord, I keep making black music. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's black music. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now that's music.
Oh, oh.
MCMI.
Super. Yeah, old school. Like, we got another one, man. Oh, we're back. Like, it's real crazy in here, man.
All the chicks between 21 and 27, man.
Y'all know already how I do when I do it. Put a single out underground, moving them units.
Hey,
I got a chick, half black, half Jewish. Always wanna get me done, but she don't know what she doing.
Oh,
she a funny old. She get that money though. Know I'm a blow, so shorty ain't a dummy, yo. I'm a gigolo, settle down, never know. Pick them down, let them go. Treat them so terrible. My bitches like the dream team, I'm treating them fair. But my wife be the franchise player. Get it right, it's important when she's scoring. She's a starter, so I start her 50 points a night. Wifey like Jordan. At forward, I got a bitch I call her Magic. It was a dribble, bring it straight down the middle. Pump fake, psych your mind, I gladly put you out on the strip, get the dough for daddy. Daddy needs it. When I see things, I'm not a cop, baby. I'm on a box ring. Can't help it, couldn't if I wanted to. I got hoes, so I could spare one or two. Act up, ma, tell you what I'm gonna do. I hit your sister right in front of you. Dirty, dirty, I'm dirty. I had to hit it, she curvy. Blast all of her birdie, you heard me. Now, shorty get in me, jersey. Shorty know how to work me. Don't stop, get it, wet. When I hit it,
listening, like, wow, you know, okay, You know, especially the Gigolo joint. I have not heard that in forever, y'all.
Yeah.
Forever. Word. I think I need that, man. Send that to me. I don't even have it.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right? Yo, you would be surprised. Listen, I have upwardly over 600 records in my repertoire, right? Now, the person who has all of my records is my nigga Fred Blass out in Ohio. Shout out to him. He's also a host here on Six Man Radio. Him and my nigga at Yale, me and them, they were my actual first rap group out in Ohio when I went out there when I was living with my pops freshman year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now they're into, you know, God and all that. So they got a Christian show on Sunday. But anyway, every record that I ever did with after I left, I sent to him, whether it be tape, CD, MP3. It's just a ritual. You know what I mean? So he has everything. You'd be surprised. He has Inevitable, the album that never came out that Gene Gray produced. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that joint that we just talking about, Gigolo, right? You I think that was the first time I ever heard Mim.
Is it?
I think so. There was two joints you had with him, and that was the first time I ever heard him. It was Gigolo and it was another joint.
Probably Days Like This.
Okay.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah.
So how did you guys meet up? Because you knew him before he even had, like, you know, This Is Why I'm Hot and all of that.
Yeah. See, I know Mims for a very long time. I actually met him through Dirty Swift, who was a producer that I was working with. And then there's a story about Dirty Swift, too, you know, and Meaty Mafia and the 21 Questions.
I know that story.
And all of
you
that.
Know, I know
you
know that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout to them, you know what I mean? But, And then it trickles down to Precious Paris. Shout out to Precious. Oh, she signed the G-Unit and all that now. You know what I mean? I have a way of anything that I touch as far as the artist is concerned, they end up blowing. But I just can't do it for myself. I don't know why, but, you know. Anyway, I digress. I met men with Dirty Swift up in the Bronx. When Swift was staying up there, and Mims was actually the artist that Swift was working with. Mims was mad skinny at the time. He was skinny like me, and he had cornrows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I first met him. And, you know, for some reason or whatever, they stopped working with each other, and then I started working with Swift, but me and Mims still remained cool. And then, you know, over the course of the years, you know, even after I lost my deal, me and him was still cool. And whenever I used to record records, a lot of my records was done at his crib because he was the only nigga that knew my voice, that could really record my voice with the right, you know, EQ, you know. So I used to always just go over to his crib and record mad records. And then we would do songs and, you know, and he ended up getting This Is Why I'm Hot. And then called me up, was like, yo, man, I need you to come on the road with me, because I know how to get busy on the road. And apparently Capital was like, yo, you know, you need a hype man. You need somebody that's going to come in and, you know, tear the stage down. Now, I'm not no fucking hype man, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I told him. I was like, yo, fam, I'm not a hype man. He was like, I know, but I'm saying you can get out there and make your connects and do what you need to do, you know, and make some money.
Yeah.
You know, that was the magic words. You know what I'm saying? We went all over the world. The nigga had the number one record in the world. We were everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I got to experience a lot of things with him. And I love that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I punch anybody in their mouth. They say anything negative about that nigga. Because let me tell you something. It's a good nigga, man. He did not have to reach back like he did. You know what I mean? And he did. A lot of these people talk shit, but I'm a vet, man. I've been around a lot of niggas in this game, and that's the realest nigga that I can say that I know in the music business that have had some sort of success. You know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah.
So, you know, salute to him, man. Word up. And, you know, now we got this group popping. So, you know.
So, do you know the name of the group, or are you guys still figuring that out?
Nah, we still working on it. And put it like this. I'm going to tell you. Check this out. Mims told me that he is giving me 100% creative control. He's following my lead.
Nice.
You understand what I'm saying? With the project. So, for all y'all out there that think that this is going to be some, this is why I'm hot, you're bugging. Because, because check this out. The Mims I know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all
know,
niggas
yeah.
don't know. Like a lot of niggas don't know that this nigga's a beast. I don't fuck with whack niggas. That's first
yeah.
off. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yo,
I had to fight with a lot of people over that This Is Why I'm Hot shit, man. I'm telling you, it's like, yo, he Mims is crazy. He's
they
like,
about
he did,
to find
he did,
out.
He did what he had to do to get that money. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? He put that
yeah.
shit out for that money, but yo, don't sleep on this dude. He's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. And Blitz, man, they about to find out because for some reason, I mean, he do his thing when he do his dolo thing, but for some reason, when he get on tracks with me, he beats
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, here we go, bro. Here we go. It's definitely one to look for. Also, speaking of that, on the rapping page, me and him, we got a joint together. It's actually the Niggas in Paris parody. We did a parody of Niggas in Paris over that beat. But it's called Babies in Carriage. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? And we're actually babies. And it's like, we put the effects on our voice like we're babies. Like, I'm like, crawl so far now, mama can't find me. But she walked right by me. What's Dora the Explorer to a baby like me? Can you please remind me? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Along
yeah.
those. So, you know, it, the shit is bugged out. You got to check it out. It's bugged out.
See, can I tell you something about that song? You sent me an advanced copy. You hadn't even mixed it. You just finished it. He's like, yo, check this out. It's mad funny. You sent me a version
yeah.
of it, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I know
yeah,
you
yeah.
mixed it since then, and it sounds a little different, but I was DJing a kids event, like a middle school event, right? The mm-hmm. kids had done some poems, and some of them wrote raps, and the school sent them on a field trip to perform, right, at a club
mm-hmm.
in the city. No, in the daytime, though. You know, it was just like so they could be on a real stage and stuff. So they had me DJing and playing music to warm up the crowd before the kids come out and perform their material. And I threw, so a lot of the students, a lot of the kids were there, you know, they're like 13, 12 years old, 14, some of them. And I threw on the original, and then I threw on your joint, the parody. And they were like, what was that? And they were like, there was like some new remix that came over, and they were listening to it. Then they realized
yeah.
that it was the baby stuff, and it was hilarious. I didn't
yeah,
play
yeah.
it in entirety. I was hoping like nobody noticed. There's a few curses here and there. It's not that bad, but, you know,
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to catch
yeah.
them with the fader and not let them all come out. But the young demographic approved, you know what I mean? They were
yeah,
really
yeah.
feeling that. They were coming up to me, they were calling me Mr. Sabersky. Mr. Sabersky, where'd you get that joint? Who is that? Where'd you downloaded it, you know?
Yeah,
and I was like,
dope.
I didn't come out yet. You'll find out. It's some new stuff. See, I know people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so,
dope. That's dope. That's dope. God bless.
I'm glad
them.
That's finally out. That's on this project.
Yes, Lord.
So people can now, you know, share that.
And there's a little video out of that on YouTube. It's been out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's up. It's definitely up. My man, shout out to my man, No Mercy. You know, we didn't really actually go shoot a video for it. You know, he just took a lot of clips of babies and put me and Mims' face on the babies and made it that funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, you know.
So that's on there. So now the DJs that want to throw that on or people just want to download it, they don't have to go do a YouTube rip and the sound mad compressed and thin. You know, they can actually get the actual joint on the Wrath of Cage. So
yeah, but like I said,
you...
like I said, this shit is a continuous mix, brother. You gonna hear
oh,
my.
Oh, so they're not gonna be able to just pull that.
You gonna hear?
Okay,
you gonna
it.
Hear? Oh, you
okay.
gonna hear my?
And
shit.
When you
oh.
and when you said that earlier, what I thought you meant is like when a DJ makes a mixtape, you got the old school way where you actually it's a continuous mix, but there's still
yeah.
tracks you can look forward to, but it's all blended. And then the new way
nigga.
Where it's the push button DJ. So I just thought you meant it doesn't stop and then go to the next song, it goes right in. But you mean there's no tracks, it's one long file.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
One
okay,
MP3,
you.
Nigga. You press play.
On and...
You press play, that shit playing, man. And you listening
right.
to my shit. Word up.
Right.
And it's entirety. Word up.
That's interesting. All right.
And the whole point of that is to make sure that the records are up to par enough to do that with. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody can't do that. It takes a special kind of talent to do that.
That boy's special.
That boy's special. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I just feel like you know, just trying different things and trying different things in different ways to promote, to present right. music and to make it interesting. Like, next project won't be like that. Next project might right. be maybe who knows? You know what I mean? Who knows? It's just about being creative and keeping it interesting, because even if people don't like it, they'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, right. I ain't like that when he did that. But you never know. Like, you just never know. It's just stirring up shit and trying shit, throwing shit at the wall, seeing what sticks. You know, it's the Brooklyn in me, man. It's the Brooklyn, right. man. It's the Brooklyn. You already gotcha. Know.
Yes, sir. So what's the main single or, you know, song that you think that we should get into right now, like, to set it off? Because we're going to play some stuff off the Wrath of Cage.
Well, it's basically a three-headed monster right now. All right?
Right.
It's the main one is I Don't Give a Fuck. IDGAF, No Fucks Given. And that's produced
right.
by my man Joe Motts. And that there's
okay.
a little there's a funny story behind that, because that record right there is that's my version. There's actually a version with him on it. It's his record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it didn't come out yet, and that's there's a version, but you know, it's with him
right.
on it. But you know,
now, being
yeah.
that this is continuous, you know, you the for those listening, the Bad Seed came through with his material, with his files, so we can rock a joint
right.
like that. But
right,
the whole
right,
thing
right,
is
right,
going to be
right,
continuous.
Right.
But is there
right.
going to be a single, like you send one song out to a lot of DJs, like this is the single? Or
yeah, it'll probably
going that route. Like, how's that happening?
Yeah, it'll probably be these three records. That, Personal Jesus, produced by
okay.
my dude Best, you know what I'm saying? And a freestyle. Well, it ain't a freestyle. It's a song over an industry beat, which is called a freestyle, I guess. It's over the Kanye West beat, the Wow, the song he got called Wow, and it's called Wagwan.
Okay.
And it's actually
okay.
my favorite joint on there. It's so Brooklyn to me. Like, it's just got such a Brooklyn bop to it. You know what I mean? I just fucking love it. And I was acting up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's probably my favorite. So that's the three-headed monster that I'm pretty much calling a single, I guess.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to hit them with those three right now. So everybody get ready to experience this. And we're going to come back. There's been a lot of people listening on the lines today, but I've screened and nobody really had any questions. Just was vibing to the music. Shout outs to, I'm not going to put people's name out there, but 904s, we see you, 347, 718. Good looking on the call. For those of y'all listening online, you know, if you dig the show, any of the Six Man Radio shows, grab the link, throw it in your Facebook, throw it in your Twitter, you know, let people know what's going on. But right now, you're about to get the exclusive Bad Seed joints off of
yeah.
the Wrath of Cage, MCMI
yeah.
Radio.
The Wrath
you know,
of Cage.
646-478-3599. And we're going to get into this.
The Wrath of Cage.
Yeah. Heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They talking, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yep, the city is your backdrop. Gats pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the stinger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even the fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yup. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a
yeah.
I don't give a
look.
Your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for realer. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hip from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his tucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan, discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fucks given, though, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks giving, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the pastor.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. Yo, nigga, cause you ain't really tough.
MCMI,
like we bringing 88 back.
MCMI,
drop a gem on.
He talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her precious, and she leave that nigga bloody. Then I drag him down the block, and I leave that nigga muddy. Put a bullet in his face as a message to his buddy. Like, hey, this ain't no rap shit, I ain't the nigga Cuddy. You ain't hearing a bunch of diss records from me. I'ma catch you when it's sunny, and you think it's sweet and lovely. And I turn your pretty day into a bitch you really ugly. Whoopi, Sarah, Jessica Parker. Sun shining, I'ma make it darker. Put a hole in his snapback, match with his Parker. Murder he wrote, I'm the author. So you can keep playing games, but this ain't Call of Duty. You don't get to push reset. This ain't a promise, it's a threat. You ain't see my type of war. You a rookie, I'm a vet. You a hoopty, I'm a jet. You a letter, I'm a tech. Basically, I got my foot all on your neck. If you ever disrespect, I'ma bounce you like a check. That's my word as a Chico. Pito, creep slow. Poppy got body, Benito. Nigga, I'm hot, Puerto Rico. That's word to my nigga touching Little Lito. This is life, one take, no sequel. Basically, watch where you look for beef, though. On the mic, in the street, it's whatever. I'm a man, you a man, one of us, me and the devil. But when you get there, you tell him he a sucker. Bad seat, six man, Brooklyn in this motherfucker.
Walk around like he do, but he don't really want it. Shit, they kept this shit 100, now they looking for who done it.
Diddy bop on niggas' tracks. It's disrespectful how I lean on niggas' beats like I'm stunting in a rental. Like, look, this a Kanye beat. His song's called Wow. Check it out so he don't start crying. He happy now. Six man in his bitch. You ain't said shit. You speaking for the lane. Your boy so fly, he get hit by a plane. He moves so fast, he done switch five lanes. Always represent that city which I came. Etched in my veins. I'm special, I'm not sane. I ain't do my job if your neck is not sprained. At least be entertained. You are rocking with the best. See, nigga, God bless. I've been spazzing on mad niggas, y'all next. Y'all singing like women and dressing all feminine. Y'all be telling white lies, no Eminem. Please, y'all niggas sweeter than some enemy. Freshman day, get smacked by a veteran. You got a crew? Go on, tell them this.
Wagwan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
How we do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
Word
you.
Up.
Appreciate it.
MCMI thank Radio, we're live with The Bad Seed, whose joints, a couple of joints just heard. I like how it was like, started off one tempo, you know, he was vibing, he was going, and then he was like, nah, it hurt, and just changed to a faster beat, and he just kept going.
Yeah.
And that was dope. Yeah. That was dope.
No doubt. No doubt. That was the I Don't Give a Fuck joint. And then the second was the Wagwan joint, which is my favorite. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that joint is hardcore. That shit is dope. So, one more time, where do they get the whole mix again?
You can get that mix at Six Man Radio. It's the number six, and then man, Six Man Radio.
Right.
Dot site, S-I-T-E, 40, the number 40. .net sixmanradio.site40.net. You can get that mixtape, Wrath of Cage. And then I'm also going to be, at some point this weekend, I'm re-releasing the mixtape that my last mixtape, the joint that I dropped probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Side Eye mixtape. I'm dropping that again, you know, just for everybody, you know, as a bonus. For the newcomers, and
that came out right before Six Man Radio launched, right?
Yeah, way before.
Way
before, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you know, shout to everybody that downloaded and supported Wrath of Cage, and you know, and when you go to the site, you can also check out Six Man Radio, which is my show that I do every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and grown and sexy R&B, and I mean it. You know what I'm saying? I mean it, man. You know you gonna want to check it out. Pat,
who's on the show tomorrow? Because you're on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Real quick,
we got
who's on the show?
Tomorrow we got Lord Jamal from Brand Nubian. You know what I'm saying? He stopped by to talk up and to chop it up about his record Lift Your Skirt, the joint about Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
right.
Y'all want to check that out? But yo, man, we do this, man. Y'all want to tune in? We done had Premier, we done had Tretch for the R&B side. We done had Jill Scott. Like it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Shout to my whole squad too, man. My co-defendant Nadine Michelle, and shout to PD Radio and MCMI Radio and Tell All Radio and Say Word Radio and Woodshop Radio and Grown Man Gaming and.
It's the empire,
the
man.
Yeah, man. Like we doing it, y'all. We trying, God willing.
So, Seed, we got about 25-30 minutes left for the show. One, we wanted to ask you before we get out of here and play some more music. Who are your? I mean, you have in your music. You can. It's so insane because your style is just different than everybody's. But I'm sure that there are MCs that. You feel either influenced you to be the MC that you are or just people that you like to listen to. So why don't you just tell us who your top five MCs are?
Hey, see, it's interesting because whenever I do a list like this, off rip, the first five aren't really ever in any particular order.
Right.
That plus... The first five, whether people agree or disagree, these are the people who help shape me as an MC. Not so much that I like, that I dig their music and their top as far as me as a fan. Nah, these are the people that help. Like, there's a little bit of them in me, all of them.
Okay.
The top five. All right. And I would have to say definitely Rakim.
Okay, we listened to his instrumental. Fitting.
Yes, definitely okay. Rakim. Definitely Ice Cube.
Okay.
And And you know, the New York Holy Trinity, man. Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas.
Okay. That's a nice list.
Not mad at that at all.
We need to get some of those joints on. So, you know, we usually end the show with a classics mix. So I'm going to definitely rep those artists in the classic mix today.
Murder.
But that's what it is, man.
You know,
and
well,
I like that you got West Coast involved in there too. It's not like only everything Brooklyn, you know.
Right.
It's nice.
Well, but it's crazy because when we go in the top 10, then we start throwing in niggas like Scarface and,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it gets more intricate. But these are, you know, the people who help shape and form me and my style as it is today. You know what I mean? So there it is. And if you really think about it, if you listen to my shit, you can hear. Like, if you can hear all five of them. Like, if you really listen. You know what I mean? You can hear.
Well, Bad C, we definitely like to thank you for coming and blessing us with your new joints and letting us talk about the old joints and just stories in general. And, you know, we look forward to the rave reviews that you will get for the Wrath of Cage and every project you put out after that. We also thank you for, you know, the opportunity for us to rep MCMI Radio on Six Man Radio's network. Yes.
Word up. My pleasure, guys. You guys are doing a great job. I already knew it. And yeah, y'all was a perfect fit. You know what I mean? Period. Like, it was no-brainer. So salute to y'all for being professional every week and doing your thing, man. Word up.
Appreciate the opportunity to get back into the radio game.
Word up.
I haven't done it in a long time, and it was like, yeah, the time is right. You know what I mean? And we definitely want to be on a strong team. So when you said you was setting it off, it was like, definitely.
Yeah, man. And we getting bigger and bigger, baby. Getting bigger, baby. We doing that.
Cool, so y'all out there can follow us at MCMI Report and myself at GMS_MCMI.
Of course, you can follow me at LR_Blitzkrieg. And Bad C,
you can follow me at Nicholas Cage. Not Nicholas Cage, Nicholas Cage. NIGGALIS with an underscore. But I don't call it underscore, it's a foot. Because if you play around, I'm going to kick your ass if you don't download that Wrath of Cage.
Hey, what
up?
So is it just end off with the underscore or is underscore Cage? He said Nicholas underscore.
Nah, Nicholas Cage underscore.
Nicholas Cage underscore, the whole thing in an underscore.
Yeah, the foot is at the end.
Because the folks going to kick their ass if they do not download Wrath of Cage.
Hey, if they don't download it, then they missed out on a banging project, you know?
And on top of that, they're going to get an underscore in their ass. I'm sure that's not very comfortable. So download that mixtape.
It's not the small dash. It's not a hyphen. It's a underscore, motherfuckers. You don't want that shit.
Yeah, man. It's
anyway, yo, we definitely know you can go on a show anytime you want. You can go on other people's shows, but we definitely need you to come back to MCMI Radio, you know, as soon as that movie is about to premiere as well, and give us, you know, the scoop on that. Looking forward to that as well.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Bigger
man.
And better as we move on.
Yeah,
word
man.
Up.
Absolutely. Word up. Salute.
We're
going to
get into
man.
This. Salute, Bad C. We're going to get into this last little classics mix. I'm going to throw on bangers from all those people you just mentioned on that list. And we'll be here Fridays usually between 6 and 8. We started at 6:30 today. Had to get a late start, but it's about 2 hours every Friday on Six Man Radio, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. And we out.
Later.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MCMI Radio Friday. My name is Destroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz, tell your mother, tell your father, this situation, this MCMI Radio holds them down, all right?
Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy. Peace.
1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Who got more style than Sun do? Check 1, 2. Yo, I'm hot like 95 Fahrenheit on a summer night, tight spot where bodies rot. Rats drink from water drops in the streets, niggas. Little kids scared cops with red dots. Philosophical gangster with violent priors. Going back like black and white TVs with pliers. Leaning on broke down cars with flat tires. Flash iron on anybody trying on the blocks I'm supplying on. Mighty cone, my peeps top balloons up and swallow them in the penile. Got goons, lots of them. Cops see them and run, don't want no drama. Certain parts of the streets, the beast don't want a part of martyr. Hood haunted like the Dakota, where John Lennon was shot up. But he sang for peace, he banged for freedom. Hang with wild Jamaicans from Kingston who drank Irish moss. Listening to Peter Winston, Macintosh. Lightning hits the top of the church steeple when I'm writing. Semi-automatic, no hype, it's frightening. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. I take summers off cause I love winter beef. Started 87 with the shoddy and the sheep. Three-quarter left beige, dressed to kill, bust a shell at the ground. Pellets hit the crowd, nobody like a stitch, everybody shut their mouth. Woolrich, Carhartt, gunpowder stains, smelling like trees, sets a mill on the brain. Scheming on your girl's bamboos on your chain, got ill up on the train. Switching off a cap of the English in my vein, might have pushed you on the tracks. Death crack fiends who can't speak scream noises, cause she bought a drum of soap from one of my boys. It's just another day in the hood, and I'm with some wild brothers up to no good. We saw the movies like Tony Montana and them, but our style was lift them pal, then we robbing them. Money dudes, makeup come up out their shoes, run they jewels, word is bonds, while my man Nino gone, and I had to make a song speaking on my old life for the thieves who come out at night. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with.
You know what West Coast niggas is gonna tell me? This is too West Coast.
You in my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West.
Uh-huh.
I rep that West.
Come on.
I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West.
Turn it up.
You in my own thing.
I rep that. Why you got to let that boy in the building? Don't you know that? He about to kill him. Don't you know that? He about to hurt y'all feelings. Can't find Ram. Might as well play the villain. I'ma get him. Why? Cause I can't babysit him. I'ma whip him. Treat him like badass children. Is it evil? Y'all better call them people. How I get down just ain't legal. Money long. Sort of like Louis Vuitton. I run this shit right here. Call me Marathon. I blow like a cherry bomb. You a small donation, bitch. I'm a telethon, West Coast million. What is he really on? Is it that shit that niggas go silly on? Hell no, the pyroclastic flow is evident. And y'all know what I represent.
Doing my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang,
bang, bang,
bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that West.
Yeah.
I rep that West.
Rep
I rep that West.
More problems, gotta move carefully.
Cause faggots hate when you get their money like athletes. Young as ice grilling me. Oh, you not feeling me? Fine. It costs you nothing. Pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin. Ain't got time for frontin'. Sensitive felt, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do E. Hopefully they're Menards before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drugs. Bird-ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's your love? Day I wake up, somebody got something to say. What's all the fucking fusses for? Because I'm grubbing more, and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Niggas praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, scrap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cats, cause I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this shit, and I did. Handle my biz. I scrambled like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers. Damn, where's the law?
Television, and I'm Trevin Jones, and I've been conversing with the Mad Rapper, and quite frankly, he's very mad. We're going to try to find out why, so we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am, please stand and state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle, and I just don't understand why you're so mad.
Yeah.
Like, what are you so mad about?
You want to know why? Yo, first of all, you can't be asking me no question. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? You can't be asking me no question. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album, yo. This is my fourth album. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album. He making wild records. That Ready to Die shit, it was alright. It was alright. You know what I'm saying? That shit was alright. It was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit. And they not recognizing. They not saying I recognize. And fuck is that? Who is you to be asking me questions?
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out. Biggie. This goes out to you, and you, and you, Biggie, and you. This goes out to you. This goes out to Biggie, you. This goes out to you, and you, and you, huh? Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and rapper Don. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast. So iron, was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with hoes I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Before I squeeze them bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure. Biggie.
Oh, you're gonna do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Yo.
a photography lens. Properly push pens and show quality gems. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bin, I want lottery in, I want property friends, plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the garden begin, watching my odyssey spin in a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone, mass in the zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known. Yo, so all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga too. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. Still play a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. My never-ending epic got the world spinning hectic. I quickly spread it till the whole city's infected. Suspense it, I supply, intensify. Then commences my daily events. So by you get involved in this. Paragraphologist, narrating novelist, marketist, sound marvelous. I'm the star in this, which means the author's authentic. Most definite, every episode's an epidemic. So when you research, check it. Here go the evidence. They represent with lyrical negligence for presidents. My signs existed without fixing. Every inscription is a special edition. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga do, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just begun. The saga begins. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. Still play a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. The saga begins. You know that I'm the solo. Yo, the legacy lives. Let them see what the pedigree is. Mega thesis, blessing these kids. Whatever the features, the depth of deepest, the deepest sea is. Telepathy increases, melody to speakers, telekinesis, ideas appear as clearest. Pictures and movie theaters, lyrics you hear is devastating the way your ear is. So stay tuned for sequels, part twos and more. So soon you and your people from bug rust to soar. The names have changed, the game remain the same. I want came to reign on his claim to fame. No stopping this, I'm dropping this where they're popping this. And when the topic is topicless, then I'm writing the apocalypse. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a saga do, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle is just gun. The saga begins. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins. Still play a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yo. The saga begins. You know that I'm the solo with. Rockin', set it all. Rockin', set it all. Rockin', set it all. And you know that I'm the solo with. Rockin', set it all. Rockin', set it all. Rockin', set it all. Yo. You know that I'm the solo with. Rockin'.
You son of a bitch!
I spread like germ, bless the globe with the pestilence.